Madam President, distinguished delegates, I'd like to extend real thanks to the members of the Troika of this third UPR of Paraguay, Germany, Namibia, and the Brother Republic of Uruguay. We'd like to highlight the professionalism of each of these members, and we'd like to thank Ambassador Alvaro Motzinga Pagani, who so kindly represented the Troika during the adoption of the report. I'd also like to express our gratitude to the Secretariat. Their staff has supported us throughout the process. I'd also like to thank the interpreters, the translators, who, despite this hybrid modality of work, carried out extraordinary work. We'd also like to express our recognition to each and every of the countries that participated in the UPR, the third one, particularly those who transmitted their questions in advance to us. Thanks to them, we will try not to lose sight of the interaction which has characterized our work prior to the pandemic. Similarly, allow me to pay tribute to the informal participation of civil society in this process. Only joint work will allow us to address these major challenges. Madam President, the Republic of Paraguay has participated in each of the UPR with a great deal of responsibility, convinced that this universal mechanism is a forum which allows us to make progress in promoting and protecting human rights. That is why we've not only focused on follow-up through our Cimore Plus platform, but also we're committed to submitting a midterm review report, since we want many of these recommendations to the basis for our future public policies based on human rights. In the first cycle, we accepted 124 recommendations. In the second cycle, we've accepted 186 recommendations. Here, we received 210 recommendations, and we would like to thank everyone for submitting these. They will be analysed by the institutions concerned, and a report with the state's responses will be submitted before the 48th session of the Human Rights Council. Many thanks.